السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت الحكيم. اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقال تعالى قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها فول وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. My dear friends, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us life up to this particular point where we are sitting here assembled so that we may fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of Iza Zubi Ali Salati Yubi Jumu'ati Fasta wa Iza Zubi Allah. It is Allah's command on a Friday, O Salman, O believers, once the call of Azan is given for Jumu'ah on Friday, we will do the first mashallah, we are coming for the Azan. MashaAllah, you have seen many kinds of places now, and you need to go Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be present and Iza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the family the night with understanding and harmony. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the offspring and the couple and the family and all of us present here the topic of following the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear friends, today inshallah my discussion will revolve around a few historical facts and then we will learn some lessons there as well. The first ayat of the Quran that I read was an ayat of para number 2, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, قَدْ نَرَىٰ فَقَدْ تُبَ وَلِيْكَ فِي السَّمَىٰ. Before I discuss that translate the ayat, I want you to understand that the year of Islam at that particular time on his birthday, it was the month of Shaaban, number 1, and number 2, it was the year 2 Hijri. 2 Hijri simply means 2 years after the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left Makkah Mu'azzama came to Madinah, Munawwara. Hijri 1 is the first year, 2 is the second year. And before that we have 13 years. 13 years of Islam in Makkah Mu'azzama. That is called the year of Nabuwwat and the year of Islam, 13 years before Hijra. And then we have the Hijra. Now we learn that in this month of Shaaban in the year 2 Hijri, 3 very, very important events took place, very, very important in the life of the Ummah the Muslimah. Number 1, may not be in the correct order, but by discussion, the first or one of the three most important events that happened was wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Quranic verses in which Allah jalla shanuhu ordered Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba to change the direction of the Qibla from Masjid al-Aqsa to Masjid al-Haram. Some short background. From the beginning of Islam, in Makkah Mu'azzama, the command was, hey Musalman, when you engage in Salah, then face towards Masjid al-Aqsa. And we always call that our first Qibla. For 13 years, Masjid al-Aqsa was the Qibla. The Kaaba is right there. The Master is there in Makkah Mu'azzama, Alhamdulillah. And he is facing Masjid al-Aqsa. We then also see as well, that when Huzur is to make Namaz in Makkah Mu'azzama, the manner in which it took generally used to be, although it is in Masjid al-Aqsa, north, but the Kaaba was always in between the two. This signifies his special attachment, love for Baytullah. Why? We like to suggest, as Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتِهُ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكَةً. The very first building which Allah ordered to be constructed on this earth was Baytullah. And just in passing, the land on which the Kaaba stands, that piece of ground, where the four walls are. Okay? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began to create earth, sand, as the surface of this earth, the very first bubble of sand that appeared, which was surrounded by water right through, was that bubble that appeared on the very spot where the Baytullah stands. Are you with me? Kaaba also means that which is protruding. You know, we say there's a
Quranic verse, Allah says, وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِذَا الْكَعَبَيْنِ. When you make your wudu, wash your face, your hands up to the elbow, mataf there, and feet up to the ankle. Ankle singular is called Kaaba. Kaabain, two ankles, protruding. So the water surface we had placed, the first piece of ground or sand that appeared as a bubble, right, protruding from the water, was the Kaaba. So your ankle is also connected with that, with the Kaabain. Now the point of that image is, Allah has an attachment for the Kaaba. Then the second attachment could be that this building was last reconstructed by his great-grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. But the very fact that this building signifies azmat and loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so the attachment is there. Okay. Now, in view of Allah's command, he says, Masjid al-Aqsa, so you obey that command. No problem. But the love of the Kaaba demanded that why is that this Masjid al-Aqsa, Kaaba Masjid al-Aqsa. If you look at your geographical map of Arabia, Makkah is south, Medina is north, and further north is Jerusalem. So 30 years in Makkah, Muazzama is facing Masjid al-Aqsa with the Baytullah in the front most of the time. There could be occasions where that was not possible. Now the command is given, leave Makkah and go to Medina Munawwara. Now when he leaves Makkah, Muazzama, what's happening? Makkah is the south, so he's facing north Masjid al-Aqsa. He comes to Medina Munawwara, the masjid is now filled. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is still facing for about 16, 17, 18 months Masjid al-Aqsa. But in the heart, the desire began to grow and increase by the day. That how I wish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes Kaaba our Qibla. He did not utter one word, neither did he make dua. But the desire in the heart is now increasing. Then came a day one day, with a few Sahaba Ikram, he leaves Medina to go outside Medina to some village. And while he was there, it was time for Zuhr Salah. They stood up for the Zuhr Salah. And they faced Masjidul Aqsa. Rakat 1, Jamaat finished, Rakat 2 is over. At-Tayyat is finished. He stands up for the third Rakat. When he stands up for the third Rakat, now at this moment in the Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the ayat, قَدْ نَرَىٰ تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. I forgot a point. Why the desire was growing in the heart? That Allah was making Kaaba into Qibla. He used to, very often, as the desire was growing, gaze towards the heavens and the sky. What was the objective? How I wish. Allah sent down the angel, Allah sent down wahi with the command of taking the Qibla. So you should immediately look up in the sky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins that verse with the same word. قَدْ نَرَىٰ تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ. It goes on. What Allah Ta'ala saying? Very simply put. Allah is saying, A Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have indeed seen you gazing over and over again towards the sky. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبَلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. Now, O Nabi, turn your direction towards that Qibla that gives you much pleasure, that pleases you very much. And what is the Qibla to make it very clear? فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Therefore, turn your direction now towards Masjid al-Haram, and Masjid al-Haram of course, Baytullah and the surrounding area. Now the beautiful thing that happened here is as follows. First a question. He read two rakat already. At-Tayyat is finished. He stood up for the third rakat. He's been facing Masjid al-Aqsa. He's as the Imam and couple of Safa behind him. He gets. Now the command comes, فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. What must be? Must he complete the other two and then balance of the salah, the later salah must now face the Masjid al-Haram? What must? In the salah, when the verse came, immediately he turned around and he faced towards Baytullah in Makkah Muazzama. Now when he turned around, imagine the scene. What happened now? When he turned around, the three or four Safra Musallis that are there are now facing him, he is facing them. So when they saw him turning the direction, change direction, he is now facing them. So what do? They immediately moved away and all of them lined up behind him. And the rest of the Surah card was finished in this manner, alhamdulillah. Sabak that comes here, before we proceed to the next part. Sabak that comes here was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, the moment the command comes, without question, without hesitation, without any delay whatsoever, immediately he will implement and carry out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what the situation or what the occasion, straight away. And this was also the khubi of his beloved companions, the Sahaba-i Kiram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi wa jma'in. The very fact that the Khatam Ridwanullahi alayhi wa jma'in, radiyallahu anhu, it tells us something very, very, you know, it tells us something and a lesson for all of us, including myself. What is that? That these people, the Sahaba-i Kiram, the moment they will hear a command of Allah, they will implement the command immediately. Very seldom when you come across an occasion where one or two odd people delay their command. And if they did delay, and it happened at least two times, then the reprimand from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so serious. Khuda ki qasam, no other person will thereafter delay. Be it the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it the command of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says one place, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu ati'u Allah. I'm waiting for you. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Oh, you brought iman, obey Allah and His Rasul. The sabr that came out of here is, just as the command of Allah is of utmost importance and requires response from the believer, exactly in the same manner, without any distinction, the command of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to be obeyed immediately without distinction. Let me give you an example. It was a Friday morning. After Fajr Salah, Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam assembled a band of Sahaba. And he sent them out immediately after briefing them on a particular mission. He said to all of them, leave now. Alhamdulillah, all of them got ready and they left. One member of that group, he began to think in his mind, today is Friday. Today is Salatul Juma. If I leave with the group, I'll be on Safar, no Juma to make Zohar on the road. But if I delay my departure and leave after Juma, then I will get my Juma as well. I will get Nabi's khutbah. I will get iftar Nabi in the Juma itself. And plus I'll enjoy the benefit of performing the Juma in Nabi's Majlis sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No time for the virtues. You all know the virtues of Majlis Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Plus, remember another important point. He's got no rebellion in his heart. He is eager to perform and not miss the Juma. Plus, what helped him further to delay, he says, my horse is turbocharged, my word is that. If my friends who have left now, and I leave after Juma, by Asr or late sunset, I'll catch up with them on the road. Anything lost, Arvi? Nothing. What have I gained? I gained all these benefits. So with this in mind, he delayed. The master is on the minbar Jumma time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and spots this man to him. Why is he still here? What happened? And he, with the innocent heart that he had, no rebellion like me and you, to put an excuse, he put the card on the table. O Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was the reason. The master said, my dear Sahabi, the difference between you and those people that left this morning, listen carefully, the difference between you and those people that responded immediately to the command and left straight away, and your delay, despite your reason, mashallah, very nice reason, Amri mashallah. Despite all that, the difference is, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would admit those people into Jannah 500 years before you. And you will be dangling there in Maidan al-Hasr for the next 500 years. Now understand this, the man has no rebellion in his heart. Very simple. Now, if we analyze this thing here, look at my heart and your heart. I think Allah's kasam. All our hearts, there could be one or two exceptions here, is loaded with rebellion. Any time a command of Allah and Rasul comes, we got 1,000 excuses why we delay or not carry it out. Am I right? Let's be honest. Because of the attitude and total loyalty and total submission, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala labels them radiyallahu anhum waradu. Are you with me? So you go back to the other point now, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after setting down the verse, look at the masses. That's why in the salah itself, he turned around at that. The next thing we also learn regarding the month of Shaban is, in this month of Shaban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also introduced Azan for the first time in this Ummah. That's another bayan in his own, but just for the record, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also introduced Azan as an act, as a shi'ar, a very, very important activity in the life of the Ummah, Muslimah, as far as the Salah goes. Okay, and keep in mind, Azan only applies for the 5 days in Salah and for what else? Juma? Yes or no? Eid namaz, is there any azan? Don't we love to have azan to eat as well, don't we? We'd like to, it's a very important salah, but there is no azan. The sabak I'm trying to convey to you here is, every ibadat, etc. got its place. We need to apply ourselves accordingly. That the only other time we have the azan in our life is when a child is born. We are taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that give azan in the year of the newborn child. Right here you give the azan, in the left here you give iqama. Am I right? Is there any other occasion? No. Yes, as an act of amalya. If you learn that somebody is possessed by jinn or is doing ghusl, you say grab hold of him as an amal. As an amalya, give azan in his ears, inshallah he will recover. But in terms of sunnah practice, azan is only two. The 5 days salah, the Juma salah, and of course the newborn child. And we also find this in the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If there was an emergency and the Sahaba had to be rounded up, then Azan is to be called at odd time. Unlike today, mashallah, we have these set up by that time, this was another use. But in terms of Sharia, there's only two occasions. There is no other third reason. And regarding Azan, we need to understand quickly, very briefly, we are taught by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we hear the sound of the Azan, we must respond to the Azan in two ways. Respond number one, repeat the word of the Muazzin. This is Allahu Akbar, we repeat. Carry on. Hayya ala salah, we respond by saying what? Come on. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Stop there. No azim. There is azim somewhere else. But here, I'm trying to teach you here, you do that amount you told to do. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, khalas. And then Allahu Akbar, repeat, La ilaha, repeat, and thereafter, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the azan is complete, send darood upon me, number one. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me wasila and maqam mahmood, the dua of the azan. And thereafter you say, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna muhammadan abdu wa rasool. And thereafter you say, Raditu billahi rabban wa bi islami deenan wa bi muhammadin rasulun wa nabiyya. These are the words of this. Allah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one who does this, in particular the dua after azan, then I will intercede in his favor before Allah on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful that he gives us opportunity in different ways that we take advantage of serving Allah's mercy. Take care. Now the next important point that happened in the month of Shaban, we're talking too easily now, the real too easily. We learned about the Qibla, we learned about the azan. As the days of Shaban were progressing, we came towards the last few days of the month of Shaban, 2 Hijri. That's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the command of Ramadan fasting. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. In short, Allah said, the month of Ramadan is that month in which Allah sent the Quran down. Therefore, whoever is present in this month, you got no choice but to keep the roza. This is another issue. Allah says, فَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرْ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ. Yes, those of you who are sick, and the sickness does not allow you to fast, you fast later on. Or if you are suffering and journey, count the days you miss and fast later on. Now the big question is, you see, in the year 2 Hijri, Islam is 15 years old now. Islam is how many years? 15 years old, we see Ramadan, Roza coming down. The big question that people normally ask, was there any Roza before this? One question they ask. Then they ask another question as well. Since we all know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us 5 salah in the night of Mi'raj, Mi'raj took place at the latest 10 years after Islam started. Allah gave us the 5 salah. I'm posing 2 questions here, alright? One question is, was there any roza before 2 Hijri? Was there any salah before Mi'raj? What is the answer? The answer is yes. There was salah also and there was roza as well. Let's look at the roza first. We learn from the Sahaba Ikram, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces the Ramadan roza to the Ummah of Muslima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced to them 3 roza every month. 3 roza every month, 13th, 14th and 15th of every Islamic month. Those days in which we have to pass, they are called the white days or the bright days. What's the meaning of that? The night preceding those days is in fact very bright after the moon is full. 13th moon, 14th moon, 15th moon, very, very full. The nights are very, very bright. So because of the brightness of those nights, the day is called the bright day, Ayyam al-Bid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam introduced that to Sahaba Kiram long before Ramadan. Now when we come to Madina Munawwara, the year 2 Hijri, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced Ramadan fasting, and the Sahaba tell us, once the command of Ramadan came, then the 3 roza, 13, 14, 15 of every month, now was reduced from farz into nafil, mustahab. If you want to fast, you fast. You don't want to fast, you don't fast. But the Nabi Sunnah practice of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he always made sure he kept those 3 roza, 13, 14 and 15. So those people that have attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they do their best to keep those rozas in those 3 days. Okay. Let me share something with you. This was Nukta here. I learned some kitab many years ago that Adam alayhi sallam was the very first Nabi of Allah and the first human creation. In this dunya, he was ordered to keep his 3 rozas. Not as a command of an act of ibadah. But one problem happened in his life. You see, he was in Jannah for a long time, you know the story. He was expelled from there. In Jannah, there is no bright sun, there blazing sun, and he used to be kind of dark. Beautiful light, the mashallah, very cool. When he was expelled into this dunya, and he got exposed, the body skin got exposed to the brightness of the sun, in no time the entire body turned dark. He was very upset. If you ask what was his color, Mr. Bhaiya, you got any idea? Anyone knows what was the color of Adam's original color? Adam, come from, right? Wheat is color, wheat. All of you know what is wheat? The roti is where it comes from, right? Look at the wheat, sometimes you see Adam's color, that's the color of Adam. It's called Gandumi Ram, the wheat is color, that was his color. Now here in this dunya, the exposure of the sun caused the skin to become very, very dark. Now he's very upset, he'll also get upset. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angel came down. Ya Adam, 13, 14, 15, Allah's command. Keep those 3 roza, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will restore the original color of your skin. So on the 13th, he kept the roza. By the time the day ended, he could see the improvement. Second roza, mashallah, better improvement. Third roza, mashallah, complete restoration. Now this 3 particular roza is so important, my dear friends, and it's definitely from a sunnah. Allah give us topic. Our deen is okay in the night of Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, Ya Nabi, if the ummah will make anyone naked, I'll multiply by 10. Anyone thing, he does 5, 10. The 3 roza, you will take the 3 times, 10. Fast for the whole year, thrice. What you got? The entire life he spent in roza. Just go to namaz of 50 and time is running out. Regarding the salah, if you ask the question, how many salahs were there before the 5 salah became for anyone knows? Not the ulama. Anyone knows? You know this? Anyone knows? 2 or 3 or 5? 3. Can't be 5. No. First namaz. What namaz? How many namaz did the sahaba reading? I'd like to believe only 3. Before the 5. Only 3. How I got the information? Look at it. Follow me very carefully. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala became Musliman in the year 5. Islam is 5 years old. After becoming, it was after sunrise, of course, you know, he became a Muslim, that the Kalima, mashallah, the hours passed, he came around 6 times each day,
There's now time for Dua Salah, the master did the announcement. He said for your Zuhar. Umar asked where? He said here in the high road of this, the house of Arqam.
Umar declared, Rabbi Azala, no Prophet of Allah, we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why must we do it in private? We'll do it in public in front of people. We will suffer harassment like this before, not to worry, I'm around. And he takes the entire band of roughly 40 Sahaba Ikram to Baytullah, and then he announced first in Islam. And then he also announced that I have brought them here, we're going to perform our Zohar Namaz here. If anybody was to make his wife a widow, his children orphan, then Adam will come. First they were stunned by his Islam, because the day before they enticed him into committing murder. It went the other way around. So we got Zohar Salah. Then we go to Mi'raj night, when the Master descends from the Mi'raj sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The very first person to whom he shared the experience of Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa was his cousin, Umm Hani, sister of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. The very first person he spoke to. You don't want to go into it, just one part I want to tell you. What was the dialogue? He said, Ya Umm Hani, last night we read namaz together. Yes, what namaz? Last night we read namaz together, what namaz? Isha. This morning we made namaz together, what namaz? Hello? Fajr. There's your Fajr, there's your Isha, and there's the Zohar. How many namaz? Three. Ho gaya. That three in the year, 10th year of Islam, Allah made into five. Asar came in and what came in? And the Maghrib came in. That's the way I try to gather the information. Rajab is gone, Miraj is gone, but the namaz is still here. And I saw those of you went to the very masajid, and the ulama has emphasized more on the salah. Right? And that's something that you and I cannot do without. One thing must keep in mind, my dear friend, Allah Ta'ala, you are talking, is the very fact that the last breath of the Nabi's life, the last few moments, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he emphasized very strongly as he left this world. Oh my ummah, look after your salah. Look after your salah. As-salat, as-salat, wa ma malakat imanukum. And take care of your servants, your slaves with kindness. Over and over again. The most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his last and parting wasiyah to the ummah was this. The Sahaba ikram honored his wasiyah. And every other teaching as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them reward. Title of radiyallahu anhu wa radu anhu. You and I can also qualify for the same level. If in like manner, we show total submission, total loyalty, and respond wholeheartedly to every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sunnah of Nabi Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are topic. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.